This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters. I'm greeting you from Al Masjid Al Nabawi in Al Madinah Al Munawwara. And mashallah, it's just before the time of Salat al Dhuhr. The masjid is relatively empty on this side. I'm sure it will fill up just now. And subhanallah, it's so beautiful to see large numbers of people flock the Haramain. Mecca, when I was in Mecca a few days back, it was quite full, mashallah. Medina Munawwara, it is quite full as well. That's a very good sign. We ask Allah Almighty to accept it from us, to grant us all goodness, and to accept the acts of worship. At the same time, I must say that my brothers and sisters, we need to pray and pray hard. You know, our own energies and our own power is actually nothing without the help of Allah. So if you want to change your life, together with the determination, the dedication, and the focus, the energy, you must pray to Allah to guide you, to protect you, and to give you what you want. Don't think that I'm strong enough to do it on my own, because you're not. It's Allah alone who gives you the energy and the power and the ability to do that. So to change, you would definitely need the help of Allah. Or to achieve anything, you'd need the help of Allah. People say sometimes that, well, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, I'm clever enough. That was the sin of Qarun. He said, I've earned because of my own brain, not realizing that, or forgetting the fact that it was Allah who gave him the ability in the first place. So remember to ask Allah to help you, to ask Allah to guide you, ask Allah to show you the path, ask Allah to clear your doubts. Because in this age of social media, I was thinking about it this morning when a brother sent me a message asking a piece of advice, what he should do. He's gotten himself into a situation. And I gave him a little bit of advice, and I was thinking to myself, imagine on social media, the people who think they follow you don't actually know you, but they will judge you based on an edited clip of yours. And I've seen this so many times, or based on a photograph, or based on anything. They don't know you personally. They've never interacted with you. But they will judge you, and they will cancel you, and they will even call for others to harm you. That's how bad the world has become. Simply because of some misunderstanding or something they didn't understand or whatever it was. But those who really know you, when they get up to bear witness, they will not be believed anymore. So if someone lived with you, they were born or, you know, in a similar time, or they're your neighbors, or they're your family members, or whoever else it may be who's done business with you, who's traveled with you, they know you personally. Their witness will not even be accepted in the face of what social media says. So we're living in an age, definitely, that was predicted by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says that a time will come when the truth will be considered false, and falsehood will be considered the truth. And here we are. So social media is a double-edged sword. You need to be very strong, you need to ignore people, you need to know what to take and what not to take, because if you do not know, or you don't develop a thick skin, you'll become depressed by what people have to say about you, and that's not you. You should know your own self and your self-worth such that when someone says something negative about you, you can laugh it off. You can laugh it off because you know what the truth is. And in the same way, if someone were to praise you unduly, you could laugh that off as well, because you know where you stand. So we ask Allah Almighty to grant us the strength. Always pray to Allah to strengthen you, to guide you, to give you, to grant you good health, to protect your health. Thank Him for what He's given you, and continue to ask Him and repeat it. Imagine, we ask for guidance in every prayer every unit of the prayer when we say Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ask Allah to protect you from hypocrisy, to protect you from deviance, to protect you from being conned and confused, and so on. And always turn to Allah with a soft heart. And by His will, we will be rightly guided. I actually have a bit of a sore throat, a little bit under the weather, but that's the general Umrah flu, I think, that normally comes about. It's not so bad, to be honest with you. It's just that I can't speak for a long time. My voice would actually, crackle. But in the meantime, it was nice to have you guys live. And inshallah, I'll be praying for you guys. May Allah bless you guys, grant everyone goodness. And may Allah Almighty open the doors of mercy for every one of us. Whatever your struggles are, my brother, my sister, here I am asking Allah Almighty to alleviate your struggles, to help you overcome your difficulties, your hardships, your sickness, your debt, your issues, whatever else it may be. And inshallah, everything will be well. Keep going. The nature of this world is a day for you and a day against you. Don't worry about those who love you excessively or those who hate you excessively. No, don't worry about that. What's more important is that you learn to love Allah and you learn to develop a relationship with Him. That's what's of benefit. The rest of it is by the way. Allah grant you guys goodness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.